Can we read it again?
Yeah, and then your question too.
You can be a pilgrim even while attending to your daily duties. Only you have to first feel that each moment is a step toward Him. Do everything as dedicated to Him, as directed by Him, as work for His adoration, or for serving His children. Test all your actions, words, and thoughts by this touchstone. Will this be approved by God? Will this rebound to His renown?
I'm sorry, what was your question then?
What are the thoughts, words, and deeds that are approved by God or that rebound to His renown, that reflect His glory, His greatness?
It was the one that among those that I, at first I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And when I read your quote, it was like, to me it was again, like, I'm not a fan of religions. So it was again for me, like,
that's why I said what I said.
Religious coming and saying that, like, do this and do that. And we don't have it. And I told Bobak because we were talking about the cult. And then he said that, but don't. Maybe because Baba was talking to a public, to a, you know, a lot of group people, so with different things, so that that's how he should tell. But yeah, let's just see like how we can do it in our heart. And then we were talking about, and the two things that we discussed was like sincerity and being aware of that. Just sometimes be sincere to do whatever, like. When I first started working for this company, I told myself that I think that this is Satyam's company. You know, just do whatever you will do in that situation, you know. And then, but not always sincerity is, you know, everything, because we thought that, okay, so if you're not aware, you might do something as of sincerity, but it might not be, I'm not saying that it's not good, but...
It's not sincere as much.
Yes. Being vigilant actually is a complementary thing to the sincerity as...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
من گفتم که من جز اونایی بیدم که اول این کوتو خوندم خیلی دوست نشتم. یه خود دوباره برام چون من کلا خیلی با دین خیلی اعتماد خوبی ندارم مثل این بود که مثلا دوباره مثل دین اومده و مثلا میگه که حالا این کار بکن حالا اینا رو باید بکنی و اینطوری. من داشتم با بابک راجع به این موضوع دوتایی با هم صحبت میکردیم راجع به کت وقتی تو خونه خوندیم. بعد بابک گفت ببین بابا برای یه مردم زیادتری صحبت میکرده و خب فرق میکنه. شاید اون جملاتی که به کار بوده تو بیا اینو برگردم به تیچینگ های ساتیان و اینکه ما چجوری میتونیم توی این درس ها این رو به کار ببریم. چیزی که دوتایی با هم صحبت کردیم این بود که اون خلوص نیت خیلی میتونه کمک بکنه که افکار و رفتار و اعمالمون توی یه جهت باشه و تو جهت درست، حالا خوب یا بد نه، تو جهت درست باشه. ولی اینکه آگاه هم باشیم خیلی مهمه، چون که ممکنه بعضی مواقع واقعا آدم از روی خلوص نیت شاید میخواد یه کاری انجام بده ولی چون آگاهیه رو نداره اون کار یا به جای درستی نمیرسه یا خیلی صورت
What if the word God was not in this quote? Would it have been different for you?
You know, when I translated God, Satyam, so that changed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Would it?
میگم که سپید اگه اسم خداوند تو این کوت نبود چی؟ آیا برای فرقی میکرد؟ میگفت من اونو خودم ترجمه کرده بودم به ساتیام.
That's so funny because no part of that said religion to me. You know what I mean? Like, no part of that.
May I make a comment?
Yeah.
Okay, she mentioned love. And I looked at thought, word, and deed. And the thought comes first before the word because you have to think before you open your mouth. And after you've opened your mouth, then it's when the deed comes. So the key to make the whole process correct is to examine all the thoughts. Now, if the thought is based in anger or any jealousy or any desires, that is where I start. In other words, I look at the thought. So sometimes this carries me all the way along the way. And I say, wait a minute, this carried me the wrong way. And then one question that came up the other day, I read it, there was a quote that we handed out, and it said, don't do anything that will damage God's love for you. If you engage it that way, it changes your perspective. And when it changes the perspective, you think, what should I have been thinking instead? Or what should I have been not doing? Should I have eliminated that thought?
And then what do you do?
What?
And then what do you do?
Okay.
When I eliminate the thought.
So Gerald's trying to come in.
Go ahead and finish.
When I do come across that, and I've studied this long string, I will then put this into a framework of looking at Baba. Looking at Baba. And putting it in my heart, like she said.
Oh, no.